Zorn, 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 the greatest father in all the land. Zorn, 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 we sing the praises of Zorn.
It's Eric Zorn, the fine, fine columnist for your Chicago Tribune. Hello, Eric, how are you?
Am I noted as well? I know Steve Dale's noted.
No, he's noted. You're not noted. That's all right.
Yes. Okay.
You have been obsessed with his noted pet expert
for years.
Because you wanted to be known. Didn't we come up with some kind of moniker?
We had different different ways.
I'm sorry
to
that didn't
you.
Stick. Like noted pet expert.
I think now I'm going
to
be spry. Like an old guy who gets around.
Yeah.
Spry.
That's quite a designation. Good for you. School is starting up. For some schools, it's already started. For some, it's about to start. You've come up with some hacks that people should know for school.
It was interesting because right around our neighborhood, my kids went off to college 5 years ago.
Yeah.
The last ones went off to college 5 years ago. But this year, for some reason, in our neighborhood, there was a bunch of kids who I'd watched grow up, so mm-hmm. I'd go off to college. And this got me thinking again about the advice that I dispensed when my kids went off to college. And
what was the advice?
What happened was I was reading this motivational speaker, and he had boiled down what he thought the secrets to success in college were in just three words. And I'll tell you what his three words are in a minute, but it's got me thinking about what I thought that if you had to keep three concepts in mind, mm-hmm. what they would be.
Mm-hmm.
I'll ask you to evaluate mine and think of your own.
All right.
If these aren't adequate enough. The first word that I came up with was perseverance. And I said that, you know, college amounts to an attempt to fulfill a lengthy succession of goals, some of which you set for yourself and some of which are set for you by others. And realizing these goals requires you to make plans, stick to schedules, even when you'd rather be doing something else.
Yeah.
It means you need to be on time, not blow deadlines. It means that even diligence will fail you. You need to reach out for help, a boost from teachers, counselors, mentors, friends, even parents, because they usually care a lot about you in ways that you don't even know. So you have to persevere. That's a great one.
I didn't have that.
No.
When I went to ISU for a semester.
So the second one is curiosity.
Great.
And, you know, so cultivate a sense of wonder and ask questions about things is the best way to engage with subjects that you study and the people that you meet as well. One of the things I find is that if you are, what are the old sayings? I think it was a Dale Carnegie book. To be interesting, be interested.
Oh.
I like it.
Right? So if you think of the people you think of who are interesting, they're people who are interested in you, who want to find out more about you. And that cultivates certain kinds of conversations, certain kinds of educational things. And we all have the temptation to be self-absorbed. Certainly when you're a teenager, that happens a lot.
Yeah.
But as you learn more, people are going to like you better. And you can be interested in others and in other topics. You won't look like you're dull in any case. And the way I put it was that if you're not asking questions, you're just going through the motions.
Oh.
I like that one very much.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Those are very solid.
And the third one is perspective. And that is because, as I said, the dark nights of the soul are virtually a prerequisite for graduation, as are mornings of shame and epics of self-doubt. You're likely going to earn some lousy grades. You're going to disappoint people you care about. And if you're lucky, you're going to have your heart broken in a way that toughens you up for the inevitable relationships that you're going to have in life. You need to think long-term about these and other setbacks and learn from them. Vow to do better. Remember that even total failure isn't the end of the world when you're 18 or 19 years old, and the road to professional and personal fulfillment often zigzags, and sometimes it doubles back. You need to have patience and keep steering toward the goal, even though the goal is not always clear.
I'm going to hire you as a motivational speaker for seniors in high school, because this is fantastic.
Well, this is something that came out of, it actually came out of some instructions that I gave to my kids when they were going into high school,
mm-hmm.
and I want to get into those in just a minute, but let me tell you about what the words that the guy came up with, the three that the motivational speaker were responsibility, authority, and accountability. And I put those out to readers. And readers responded, this was 5 years ago when I first published this, they've responded with words like discipline, which I think is really important. Self-discipline is important, but it's part of, you know, perseverance, I think. Commitment, self-reliance, preparation, that's another thing.
Yeah.
Attitude, just have the right attitude. Balance, have a balance in your life. And organization. And attendance is something that I didn't stress enough, I think, in my words. But, you know, they talk about the importance of, you know, life is 90% showing up, being there. I think that's really true in a lot of ways in college. If you don't go to class, your teachers are going to notice it.
Yep, they do.
And it's it's going to affect your grade. And I think there's a real temptation to sleep in, to miss classes, to, you know, borrow the notes from your friends and so on. And you just need to be there. One of the things that I told my son when he was going off to school is just sit in the front row. Just go sit in the front row.
Because
you,
why?
You don't because you're much less likely, I think, to nod off.
Yep.
Yeah.
To get distracted. I don't think you don't have to sit there and nod at the teacher. You know, and, oh yes, and aren't you great? It's not an apple polishing thing. It's more just you're present. You're as close as you can be to the action in the room that's important to you, which is what the teacher is saying.
It's like sitting in box seats at a sporting event.
Yeah, exactly. And there, and it's just, and it costs the same in college.
Yeah,
just sit in the front row.
Even when we have work meetings, I don't know if you notice, I'm typically in the front row because if I'm in the back, I will like, oh, those are cute shoes she's wearing. Oh, look at Bill's got a new baseball cap. I need to have nothing in between me and the presentation, or I won't pay attention.
So you can say, oh, Todd, those are great shoes you're wearing. I hadn't noticed. No, but I think it's really important to be as close to the action as you can. I know from my own experience, if I would sit in back in a lecture,
I would be
distracted. I would doze off, and the temptation to doze off is really minimized when you know the teacher's going to see you doze off.
Yeah.
So this is something that I don't know if my son paid any attention to any of this, even read it. But
you should ask all your kids that question.
I did. I had them review it after their freshman year, and my son said only that I should have stressed the fact that college is going to be tougher than you think. It's not going to be perfect.
Yeah.
No matter how many instructions you follow, it's going to have a lot of ups and downs.
But did you ever explain to them that those years, those college years, even though they're years to remember and cherish, that's probably the hardest time of your life, right? Didn't life get easier once you graduated?
Well, yes and no. I mean, in some ways, when I look back at college, I think of it, there was a lot of free time in college, even though I took full loads, that if you organized your time well, you had a lot of time for your friends, you had a lot of time for goofing off, as opposed to when you're working. Now, of course, we're now in the radio and newspaper business where we're, you know, generating opinions and talking, so the kinds of pressures we feel are very different. The kind of time pressures we feel are different, but there are people who, you know, like people who are lawyers who have to work 10 hours.
Oh, yeah,
and
sure.
And to them, college just seems like 4 years of free time, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So it's a difficult time. And it's, I think a lot of times you feel the pressure to come up with a goal, a purpose. And like, what are you majoring in? I know my son had to declare a major after 1 year. And I was like, really? He's just still figuring out what he's interested in, where he's going. Now, there are some kids who are, I'm pre-med, I'm pre-law, I want to go
they into, already know,
I want to
though.
Go into nursing, I want to go into business. I mean, there are a lot of, sometimes there are kids who know, but there are a lot of kids who don't.
Yeah, sure.
And you talk to people who are 30, 35, who have found their path, and often it zigzags all over the place. There are kids who go into Teach for America, then they go to the Peace Corps, or they're slinging burgers somewhere.
Wouldn't you love to see a percentage of how many, all right, so take kids going into college their freshman year, right? So they're probably 18 or 19. How many of them end up doing the profession that they thought they would do when they were freshmen
in
college?
That's a really good question.
I would love to know that number.
I think it's, I don't know, it's small. I mean, I didn't know when I went into college. I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. I knew I wanted to do something with writing, but I didn't really have any
idea.
In
junior high I wanted to be on the radio.
Did you?
Eighth
junior
grade.
High? Yeah.
And what steps did you take to do that?
I commandeered the record player in the backyard of my friend Sue's parties, and I would play all the tunes for parties. In high school, we didn't have a radio station at our high school.
Really?
But Triton College allowed you to do this Everybody Wants to Be a DJ week, so I tried to get involved in that. I knew that's what I wanted to do.
Really? But then you only went to college for a semester before you...
I went to Illinois State and quit before they may have asked me to leave. And then I got an associate's degree at Triton College and got involved in their radio station and then started working at the Loop.
And that was the experience that you got that was really key. And in my case, I was at Michigan and I was studying English Lit. But the experience that I got that landed me the job that I have now was at the school paper. that a lot of times that it wasn't, and I didn't, and I only got into that because a good friend of mine who's now the movie critic at Variety told me that I should come try out for the paper because he was there and he was having a good time. He said, you should come try out and you have fun. You know,
yeah.
Because I thought, well, I'll go and I'll write novels or plays or poems or something. And I just had no, it was not focused. And it was that extracurricular stuff. And that's another thing that I would really urge kids to do in college is that, and my daughter, when I ran this list by her after her freshman year, she said, you should take advantage of opportunities that present themselves, even if you think they're stupid.
Oh, wow.
Which was an interesting way of putting it.
Yeah.
But, you know, there'll be a seminar, there'll be an event going on, and you'll think, oh, that's not for me.
Mm-hmm.
But often you'll go and you'll realize that, yeah, maybe it is for me, or there is something there. Because a lot of what you get out of college, first of all, it's the friendships you make, but it's also the kinds of experiences you get that you're going to an employer, and employers are getting all kinds of resumes, and they're saying, oh, well, look, you know, Wendy was all involved in her radio station in college. Was it something that they when you applied for jobs that they looked at and said,
well, that was my only experience, and I got hired at the Loop. I had like an AM Christian ethnic station I worked at, but of course you put on WRRG right. at Triton College.
But they're looking for they're looking for that kind of thing rather than, oh, look, she got an A in communication
right.
studies.
Right, but
like
no
that.
Experience.
And I think that's what when I was trying to, you know, sell myself with a resume, that's the kind of thing that I was presenting, which was, I've been the editor of the arts section here. I've written all these articles here. I've written all this stuff like that. So, and I have some other things about what specific things about.
Eric, don't say them yet. Please, hold that thought.
Academy
more
Award
with Eric
to
Zorn.
Both of you.
Thank you, Wendy.
Especially Eric.
More with Eric Zorn next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Eric Zorn is here, columnist for the Chicago Tribune, co-host of The Mincing Rascals, which can be heard on WGN+. It won the podcast of the year award, didn't it?
From the Illinois Broadcasters.
That's pretty good.
And if you listen to last week's episode, you hear me correct John Williams' grammar.
Did John say something inappropriate or incorrect?
Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. You have to listen.
All right, I'll listen in.
Can you repeat your three words somebody wanted to know? Perseverance.
Perseverance, curiosity, and perspective.
PCP.
PCP. And this is in my Sunday column. Has this thing I say it's suitable to put on your mini fridge.
Oh, love it.
In your dorm room.
Very,
but
very nice.
As I said, this came out of a column that I wrote when my kids were going into high school. And instead of like these concepts, I wrote a list of just specific instructions for them. Like,
yeah.
This is what you need to know when you're going into high school. And so I think this also would apply to college kids, people going into college. When you're making a transition to something and you're saying, okay, this is the new me, this is me 2.0, it's the kind of rules that you need to follow. And just here's a couple of them. One is leave nothing for the morning. Before you go to bed, gather your books, your assignments, pack your lunch, charge your phone, lay out your clothes. You know, drama and anxiety are no way to start a day.
Mm-hmm.
And just like get
Amen.
Ready for the morning. I say strive never to be late. Tardiness is a sign of disrespect to teachers and fellow students, and the teachers notice it. Remember names. That's a way to at least pretend you're not utterly self-absorbed.
I can't remember anybody's name.
Never.
It's Bill.
I'm Eric.
It's Bill and Eric. Come on, Wendy, you see us all the time.
Never gloss over unfamiliar words when you're reading or pretend to understand something that you don't.
That is great advice. I don't like when people do that.
They go, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Look it up.
Don't sweat the relevance question. A lot of what you're going to learn won't seem important or directly related to your goals. And honestly, a lot of it won't be. But within a few years, you'll forget these facts, but what will stick in your mind from these term papers or these answers you've put on the exams is you'll learn how to attack an assignment, how to research, analyze, criticize, and refine, how to tell good ideas from bad ones.
Hmm.
So you can sit there and like, why am I learning about the Crimean War? Why am I learning about this stuff? It's not because this is information is going to be readily off your tongue. I just wrote a column last week where I compared Donald Trump to Caligula, the Roman emperor, the insane tyrant. And there are a lot of really interesting parallels, including the fact that one of Caligula's wives was named Melania.
Oh,
interesting.
Wow.
Very interesting. And he only slept 3 or 4 hours a night. But anyway, I didn't.
Because Caligula was tweeting in the middle of the night.
I read about Caligula in history class. I mean, I learned about him, but I forgot. You forget all. You forget, but you remember how to find stuff and how to put it all together. Keep a calendar and make lists. If you manage your time well, school will not make you nuts. You create and keep to a study schedule, an assignment calendar that has larger tasks broken into intermediate chunks. That's going to help. Staying caught up in your classwork is the most important and some of the hardest aspects of school. It requires limiting the time you spend socializing and entertaining yourself by staring at screens. And another one is just be kind. You're going to regret all the times you're careless with the feelings of others, and you'll remember fondly those who accepted and included you when they didn't have to.
He is the greatest father in all the land.
Yeah, I'm telling you, this is fantastic.
Shrug off your insecurities. Even the popular kids have them. I've learned this from going back to reunions. No one thinks about or notices your particular imperfections nearly as much as you imagine they do. And it's a sign of strength to laugh at yourself. And the final one is trust those who love and care about you. And believe it or not, you know, if your parents or your teachers are giving you a hard time, particularly your parents, in just about every case that I can think of, they really care about you. They're on your team. And this is one thing that I would tell our kids and talk to them. Is I'd say, you know, we're on the same team. We have the same goal. We're riding you about this, that, or the other thing.
Right.
You know, we're trying to make sure that you're on track for this or that and the other. And it feels oppositional. It often feels oppositional, like you're bugging them. But you are pulling on the same oars. You really are.
Well, there's also the element of you have a lot of money at stake in this. Right? You've put a lot of money down for this to succeed. You want this to succeed.
Yeah, I don't look at it.
You want return on your investment.
I don't look at it that way. I really
don't. You
don't
at all?
I don't look at it as an investment. No, because even if college were free, if Bernie Sanders were president and college were free, it's more that I've just, you know, I really want my kids to succeed on their own terms, but I want to help them get there, and I want them to realize that I am on their side. And this is something I think a lot of times kids They will forget when you're saying, you know, when you're mad at them because they're late, because they're not turning in their assignments, they're missing class, not getting the grades you want. You feel like you're fighting with them, and it feels that way to everybody. But you need to step back and realize that you are on the same. You both have the same goal, which is you want your college kids. You want them to be happy and successful on their own terms.
Right.
And you know, none of my kids are going into journalism, thank goodness. But I want them to succeed on their own terms.
Absolutely.
And so to that feeling like we're all on the same team together is really one that you need to remember and cultivate.
That's Eric Zorn. We won't see you next Monday. We're off for the holiday. But
that's next week already.
Yeah.
I'll be here.
You'll still come by.
But probably in the lobby. But yeah,
right. Wearing white, all white, like a good humor man.
Get it out of your system. Thank you, Eric.
Good to see you guys.
We'll turn things over to Steve in a moment.
And coming up, the stories that matter with Don Kleppen from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. It's all happening here, WGN. Sports. Business.